Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 10:04 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Lance just sent me this story. Nicolas Cage will not play Joe Exotic. Amazon has shelved its Tiger King project. They just said it took too long. We are such a... I mean, you can't have a docuseries about something that happened last year because it's taken too long? No, but we could update it. My buddy was in prison with Joe Exotic. And they were... Yeah, they were a couple cells apart. Oh, yeah. I had a buddy who played spades with him. He said, Joe cheated at spades. He would say he doesn't have a diamond, and then like two plays later, he'd throw a diamond.
Is it any surprise he's a cheater?
No, it's no surprise that he's a cheater. But Kate McKinnon was supposed to play from Saturday Night Live. She was supposed to play Carol Baskin.
I like
Kate McKinnon.
I thought there are two productions. Like
there's
a movie.
Rob Lowe is also reportedly in discussions to play Exotic for a new scripted series helmed by American Horror Story creator Ryan Murphy.
So Amazon had a movie, or was it a TV show?
It was a docuseries.
Docuseries. So, okay, that one. So Kate McKinnon's in the one that got scrapped.
I guess so, yeah. Would you like Nicolas Cage as Joe Exotic?
I feel like they could have got a actor more in his prime than Nick Cage. He hasn't been relevant in acting in what, maybe a decade and a half now?
I would like Eric Layden to play.
Why, Joe Exotic?
Joe Exotic.
Why do you want him to play Joe Exotic?
I just want to see him rubbing all over guys.
You want to? Well, okay. You know, I'm just going to clip that, right? And with
you
no
can't do that.
With, yes, I can.
No.
I can easily. In fact, I can have it for you in the next segment if you want.
Well, and Eric Layden's going to know I was always talking about him. That was it. I was talking about Eric Layden there, just so you know.
No matter how many times you say it now, when I play it a week from now, no one's going to remember you trying to save yourself.
You don't do that, though. No, you don't do that to people. I never try to.
Of course I do that to people.
I never try to embarrass you.
Okay.
Okay.
Remember that time you got fired, Del?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not embarrassing.
Well, that's if you keep that, then you probably might get fired.
Now you're
again.
Threatening me.
No, that's not a threat. It's probably going to happen. I don't know.
Sounds like a
the
threat.
The odds seem like it.
Okay. My bookie has those odds.
Yeah. Here are some odds. Is it any doubt Patrick Mahomes is the what do you think that he will be the passing yards leader? What do you think the odds will be that Patrick Mahomes would be the passing yards leader?
They have them up?
Yeah.
Is he the favorite?
Oh, yeah.
Favorite.
He's still 6-1.
Who's the closest challenger?
Oh, Josh Allen and Tom Brady are both 9-1. Passing yards leader could be Dak. He's 10-1.
Who was the passing yard leader? Was Deshaun the passing yards leader in 2020?
Did he lead the league?
I think so.
Did he? Okay.
I'll find that, but I thought he was.
Who do you think is the receiving yards leader?
Yeah, Deshaun Watson, 4,823 yards. Patrick Mahomes was second.
Deshaun is down the list in large part because,
he'll be playing. Yeah.
25-1 right now. Where do you think
I'm gonna go? I'll take the guy who won it last year, Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, he's the leader. Where do you think Tyrod Taylor is on the passing? He's not on there. Never
he's
mind.
He's not on the list.
Stephon Diggs is 8-1. Second is Calvin Ridley and Tyreek Hill, 9-1. Devontae Adams would be good, except we don't know who's going to play quarterback.
Tyreek Hill had a big year last year, but he wasn't even the leading reception yards lead on his team.
No.
Travis Kelce had more yards.
Kelsey's 11-1. I could see DK Metcalf 14-1. That'd be pretty good. That might be good odds. Rushing leader yards, Derrick Henry's first at 3-1. Dalvin Cook 5-1. Nick Chubb 7-1. Christian McCaffrey 8-1. Jonathan Taylor might be a good bet there. 9-1.
Derrick Henry was so far ahead of everyone last year.
Listen, you rush for 2,000. Now he does it every year now, doesn't he? He's done it, was it 2 years in a row, or was he at 1,900? What was he the year before?
He was only at 1,500.
No, really?
He made a large, because he didn't get going in 19 till later in the year when they went on their run. And then I think when they eventually just fully benched Mariota in 19 and then went with Tannehill, that's when they started picking it up. Almost a 500-yard increase from 19 to 20.
Surprisingly, you've got Deshaun at 25-1. You have no receivers from the Texans on the list. You have no running backs on the list. That's surprising.
For who?
For the Texans, that surprises you?
It's kind of surprising that the Texans are not being looked at as a favorite for league leaders. Oh, Brandon Cooks is 33-1. I take it back. Brandon Cooks is 33-1.
At least he made the list.
He made the list. You made the list, buddy. Surprisingly, none of their running backs are, though.
Well, we imagine that that'll be a split carry scenario. Are they going to pick a lead back? Is any one of them good enough to just simply take all the carries?
Pick it right now. Who's going to lead them in rushing next year?
I'm just going to go with Philip Lindsay.
I am too. And how many? I'm going to go under over 640 yards.
I think he'll go for over.
You do?
Yeah, I think he'll be in that 700, 800 yard range.
Ooh, and then that's a pretty successful year if he does.
Well, I mean, and then they're back.
But don't forget there's three guys too.
Well, will there be three guys when the season begins? You think they're carrying all three?
Yeah. And then they're going to carry the little white guy too.
So Burkhead, Johnson, Ingram, and Lindsay all make the team?
Well, three guys will make the team. Which ones?
Why wouldn't you want to carry a young running back?
Because you don't do that here.
There's not one.
The oldest team in the NFL.
There won't be a young running back.
All you did was get experienced, mediocre players.
There won't be a young running back who kind of flashes that you take him over keeping Ingram or David Johnson.
Name that guy right now.
Someone in preseason, it happens for every team.
No,
some surprise.
It doesn't happen for them. They're not going to get any carries in the preseason.
They're not going to be playing Ingram in the fourth quarter.
But they're going in the fourth quarter of preseason games?
Yeah, there's some young guy with no experience going to get carries in the fourth quarter.
And that guy is going to, wow him to make the team?
I'm not saying, I don't know, why not, as opposed to carrying four.
Just not happening, though.
Three over the hill guys, and then Philip Lindsay.
We're not doing that around here. I don't know what the hell you're thinking about.
Well,
Dell.
Remember, you keep the same energy and attitude when Davis Mills is still on the bench in week 15.
Don't trust me. That'll be my lead every day. It's unbelievable. 713-780-3776 to hang with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Wow, this is ugly. California officials tell CNN they anticipate nearly all salmon in the Sacramento River will die due to abnormally hot underwater conditions as heat waves continue. That's horrible.
Not if you hate the salmon.
Yeah, I'm not a big salmon guy.
If you have
my wife likes salmon, but
I don't mind it. It was the fish of choice at the home when I was a kid. But if you have a vendetta against salmon, this is a great day for you.
Who has a vendetta against salmon?
I don't know. I'm sure someone
didn't
does.
We see those fish that were getting hooked on meth too?
Yeah, we did. That was a story.
Yeah.
Well, we know it's a very addictive drug, so why would fish be immune?
And did you see the story about goldfish? Apparently, they're being dumped dumped in waterways, and they're growing like to extraordinarily large.
Well, we've heard,
goldfish.
Well, don't they grow to the size of their environment?
Yeah.
Well, that's you dump them in a wild environment. I gotta find a giant goldfish. Let's see what that looks like.
A giant goldfish. Yes, this is happening.
That thing is, it's actually kind of creepy to look at a goldfish be that big. Because I'm looking at this guy hold it up like it's a trout.
Yeah. CBS Sports says, a one-year-old baby born in Tampa has seen as many championship wins as a 50-year-old Mets, Jets, Knicks, Rangers fan.
Yeah, I mean, hockey barely counts, but sure. You want to count hockey in the mix. That's three over the last, 18 months or so?
Yeah, the 50-year-old was not there for the 69 Mets. So they got one in 86. The Jets got none since they were 68. The Knicks have none. Oh, no. Well, Clyde Frazier, 70-something Clyde Frazier, they won. And what was it, 72? No. What was the year Clyde Frazier in?
73.
And then the Rangers won in 94. Seen as many championship wins, three, because they have two Lightning and one Bucks. I don't think they're counting the Rays getting to the World Series.
No.
But, yeah, Tampa, of all the places
to be.
Well,
think of the city of Washington. Until the Caps won theirs, that city had gone 0-for for just making a conference final, like or an ALCS. And then the Caps won, and then we know what happened here with the – with the Nationals, but that streak had gone on for like I don't know how long it had a bit since did the Bullets ever win a title? It was since the Washington now football team won theirs in the early 90s. That city had gone 0-for for chances to even make a conference title series or game. That's
right.
How bad they had been, and then the Astros helped them out.
The Tigers won in 84. The Lions have never won.
No.
The Pistons won.
Oh, yeah, they've won multiple.
Yeah. So they had a couple in the 80s, late 80s, and then one with
04.
Chauncey.
Yeah.
Yep. Otherwise, Detroit has been. What about Houston?
Houston, 17.
Kick ass.
17. Then whenever the
94, 95.
The Dynamo and what, 6 and 7?
Oh, we're counting the Dynamo.
Well, if they're counting, yeah, if you can count hockey, I can count the MLS.
What are you talking about?
You heard what I said.
It's not one of the big four.
There is no big four. It's the big three and then everything else.
There's the big three and everything else.
Yeah,
no, hockey is a major sporting
hockey
title.
Hockey won't even try. Like, you know, the AAC tries to make themselves a power six. Hockey doesn't even try to be, oh, no, we're one of the four majors. No, you're not. You're at that second tier. By yourself, actually. It's the top tier, second tier, and then everything else. Hockey would pray to be considered one of the top four. They're not. Stop it.
Stop. You stop.
They're a.
Is your cousin a coach of a team? No.
They're a nice distraction when other the hockey playoffs are a nice distraction when there's a blowout in the NBA playoffs, which has happened quite a bit. Then you go, let's look at hockey. This is competitive, but it ain't a major.
So we talked earlier about Daryl Morey and Tad Brown getting paid by. For those of you who didn't see, Tillman Fertitta had to sign an agreement. Les Alexander would not sell him the team for the $2.2 billion unless Daryl Morey and Tad Brown got five-year guaranteed extensions no matter where they worked. They could go work for another team, and Tillman Fertitta would have to continue to pay them their guaranteed money with the Rockets, which was a guarantee for them not to be here.
It's a great thing for Les to negotiate for his what were soon to be his former employees, but if I don't get why Tillman is Daryl Morey, certainly good GM, maybe even great in some people's eyes. But I'm just going to allow you to saddle me with guys who I may or may not want?
Saddle me with guys I have contracts? To pay to work for other teams?
Would Tillman have made that deal in any other business transaction?
No. But here's the deal is it is such a it's such an ego thing to own a team. He overpaid by I don't know how many million, $2.2 billion. He overpaid. You want to be the owner. It's your – listen, I don't know how much it's helped Tillman and his other businesses. Trey McClain said, how much it helped him because, you call as the Houston Astros owner, and it's different. I'm sure it's different for Jim Crane. I'm sure it's different for the McNairs ever since they became the owners. You're owner of the NFL, whatever, or NBA or Major League team. It's a big difference maker. So you'll accept any kind of terms. Because you can't tell me that that was a deal breaker, though. That Les wouldn't take his $2.2 billion. What if Tillman would have said, no, I'll give him a 5-year extension as long as they're here. And I can't fire them. But if they quit, I'm not paying them anymore.
Well, we know Les, didn't he take those titles with those trophies with them too? He didn't leave them?
Yep.
Yeah, so I don't know what he got done. But if you're Tillman, don't you have guys who can kind of assess the market and know that he's not forcing this deal on anyone else that would accept it?
Yeah, well, I mean, you're desperate when you want to own a team. It was all his. Now, maybe not when they quit, but if they take another job with another team, I'm not paying them anymore. Because you could force a guy to quit. You could make him his life miserable and force him to quit, which was maybe what Les was afraid of, that Tillman would be, want his own people in there. So he got a 5-year extension for him. But once they start working for another team, that's just ridiculous. That Daryl Morey is double dipping here, that Tad Brown's double dipping here, good on them. I'm not going to pocket watch them, but it's a little awkward for this organization. No wonder Tillman's not doing any deals with them.
And even to just accept that Les Alexander, despite Daryl Morey's reputation, that he's going to enforce multiple guys on you in very important positions in your new venture, and you're going to, yeah, sure. Okay. That desperation of owning an NBA team was like, you know what? Maybe you didn't like the way Daryl Morey kowtowed to James Harden, but you were going to simply accept it for multiple years because Les made you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now you see. You're still paying these dudes, and we'll continue to pay them for at least a year?
It's just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. Anyway, Daryl Morey apparently now says, he has said multiple times that Ben Simmons is a 76er. It's not. I'm not sure for how long.
He has, on multiple occasions, defended Ben Simmons. Mm-hmm. He didn't like the ESPYs taking their shots at Ben Simmons because Anthony Mackie was hosting, and he made a joke about how Ben Simmons, the bricks he laid in the playoffs, were building multiple houses for underprivileged kids, and they had the kids come out and go, "Thanks, Ben Simmons!" Daryl Morey quote tweeted it and didn't think it was funny. May not have been funny, but I bet you're still trying to move that guy if you can find the right deal. And this is look, I'm not going to blame a GM for trying to improve his team, but this is the same Daryl Morey who went to Instagram on a post on something else and goes, we're not trading Chris Paul. And then you traded Chris Paul. And when everyone knew you were trying to trade Chris Paul. So I'm not going to take his word for, I'm not going to use his defense of his player to make the leap that he would never trade him. Of course he would.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's ridiculous. He's not a Daryl. There can't be anyone less Daryl Morey than Ben Simmons. Now, when we look through that draft, you know what? They made the right pick. And Ben Simmons, I think we are over critical of Ben Simmons with what we saw in the postseason. And what kind of piece is Ben Simmons on a championship team? It doesn't look like he's much of a piece.
If Ben Simmons was getting paid non-max money, like just say he was making Eric Gordon money, sure, you would take a look at the shooting and make jokes, because how could you not even dunk a basketball when you're right under the rim and the free throw shooting's atrocious? You'd make jokes. But Ben Simmons is supposed to be this maybe the second best player on a title team. That's where the criticism comes from. He's being paid like one. He's supposed to be one, and he is clearly not. Not the way there's that giant hole in his game. And until that's fixed, the money will become an albatross around his neck in terms of people taking shots at him. And they'll just point to, yeah, sure, great Ben Simmons in the open court in the regular season, but what's the playoffs about? Making shots in the half court, and he's a non-factor. Good player, but he's not. He can't be, at this point, he can't be your second-best player on the title team.
No.
He has proven that.
No. And no one's done worse for his brand. Budenholzer is right there.
Yeah,
and getting to the NBA Finals,
And he's only three games away from a title, by the way. And people still are all over him.
Oh, my gosh. It's been awful. Budenholzer and without doubt, Ben Simmons by far has done more damage to his brand than anybody this postseason. But Budenholzer's pretty close, and Budenholzer just continues to win.
Yeah, and Ben Simmons is pissing people off on two continents. Like, the Australian national team, or at least the supporters, like, wait, why aren't you playing with us? You keep telling us you're going to play with us, and then you never do. Andrew Bogut, who we mentioned earlier in the week, doesn't play for them, but I think he's obviously around the team. He has a history, certainly, one of the best Australian players ever. Is like, look, just tell us, man. Enough of this, maybe you will, you won't. Just give us a definitive thing, and we'll move on. He said, it's just kind of crappy that you keep leading the country on saying you'll play and then you never show up. So even they're kind of like, all right, man.
Isn't Bogut in charge of their team?
I don't know his exact role because I was looking it up when we talked about him the last time.
But they named him, but maybe not.
But he did have comments and he was like, can you just
tell us?
Make a
decision.
But
he did tell you, I'm not playing.
And they don't like the fact that up until he made the decision, he was all in the play. Like he made the decision like, after the failure in the postseason. Oh, by the way, I'm not going to play.
Did you see his hurt feelings, though, after the postseason? His feelings were hurt.
Well, he should have felt bad after how he played.
Yeah. No question he should have felt bad after that. Anyway, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. The most dominant player at each NFL position. I'm not sure I agree with a lot of them. We'll see. On the other side right here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. It's obviously some of the most dominant player at every position heading into the 2021 season. This is a Bleacher Report. Maurice Moton. He has Tom Brady as the most dominant quarterback. I guess you could make that argument. But is he as dominant as Patrick Mahomes? Brady gets a nod over Patrick Mahomes, who's arguably the most talented signal caller in the league with both the arm and mobility to tear defenses apart. Nevertheless, the former instantly changed the outlook of his team and beat the latter squad in the Super Bowl. Yeah, he did it in large part because Patrick Mahomes had no offensive line.
He was running for his life the entire game.
Yeah. I don't know. Would you call Brady dominant at this age? He didn't have a great year.
No, he had a good run. I mean, the numbers, he still threw for 40 touchdown passes, so it wasn't like he was, I think he might have finished third in yards. So he wasn't, certainly he was really good. Even in his prime, except for like that 50 touchdown year with Randy Moss, I never got the feeling he was dominant. I just thought he was supremely efficient and clutch, but I never felt like Brady overwhelmed me by his talent, because that's when I see when I think of dominance. Sure, the winning, all those things, but I looked at him, man, that dude is perfect at what he does and in the system he's in. But Patrick Mahomes has this otherworldly ability. Like, he feels like a guy where no matter what you do, if he's on, forget about it. Like, and maybe people felt that way about Brady. I just never did. I just thought that dude is perfect for where he is, and he gets it done all the time.
Perfect in every way, Del.
I didn't say that.
You kind of meant
that. No, I said perfect for where he is. But I never felt like, man, that's a dominant dude, even though he was great for years.
Running back, I think it's pretty obvious. Derrick Henry is the most dominant player. I don't even think that it's close. Alvin Kamara is dynamic, but the most dominant player at his position is Derrick Henry. I got some heartburn going on right now.
Struggling to make finish the show?
Yeah, just a little bit.
A little bit. You need some. You take some Tums?
That's what I need. I need some Tums right now. See if anybody's got any out there. DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver. I would go Davante Adams.
Yeah. DeAndre was, he was out of sight, somewhat out of mind, outside of that Hail Mary catch for this city. But he was, his physicality and his ability to win one-on-ones, I could see it. But Davante is just this, well, we saw it here firsthand, what he did to a bad secondary. I think you could put them one and two.
Yeah. I could see DeAndre. It just sucks that DeAndre's he's the most dominant. Yeah, because he wins one-on-one battles. He's just he doesn't really have a number two. Christian Kirk, Larry Fitzgerald isn't a number two anymore. So it is really, I mean, and Deshaun leaned on him so heavily, you know, for the most part, Will Fuller was never here. So DeAndre had to do it all himself, it seemed like every week. That he's even in the conversation and you got a second for him. It's just so, and David Johnson. I mean, it's just so bad. So awful. Travis Kelce. I don't think there's any argument. Travis Kelce is the most dominant tight end. That's not even arguable. Trent Williams, they have as the most offensive tackle, the most dominant offensive tackle. That was a guy that the Texans could have had instead of trading for Laremy Tunsil. He wanted to come here too.
Yeah, but they weren't interested in that. They needed to go give out multiple first rounders and a giant contract from Laremy Tunsil. So you have your left tackle. Don't worry about it. Stop worrying about Trent Williams. You got your guy.
8-time Pro Bowler. Yeah, I could see where you wouldn't want him.
No, he was a troublemaker. No. Remember, he was sitting out in Washington.
Give up two firsts and 2 seconds?
1 second. Let's not overcharge. No, it's 2 firsts, 2 seconds, and the richest contract ever for a tackle. That's what you gave up.
Quentin Nelson, I think that's pretty obvious. Aaron Donald, that's pretty obvious. Off-ball linebacker, they got Darius Leonard.
Okay. Bobby
Wagner.
Wagner's still up there.
Yeah, Bobby Wagner. They say he is. Bobby Wagner got second. They got T.J. Watt as the edge rusher. That's
interesting.
That is interesting with Khalil Mack still being Khalil Mack. And yeah, I guess T.J. deserves his accolades. He led the league in quarterback pressure, 61 sacks with 15 and tackles for loss with 23. He was the most dominant guy. And he did it without Bud Dupree on the other side for the most part, which ain't easy. We hear, okay, you just got to go, you got to cover one guy. That'll be easy. Well, it wasn't apparently.
No.
Jalen Ramsey at corner. Okay.
Speaking of corners, Nick gave me some news. Richard Sherman arrested on domestic violence charge.
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't want to say it because I wasn't sure it could be. It's Richard Kevin.
Well, other people have reported Richard. Yeah, does Richard Kevin Sherman equate to Richard Sherman?
I don't know.
The guy
that
we know.
So I didn't want to report that until we had confirmation.
We've had others. I mean, Joe Fans, the Seattle insider for NBC Sports Northwest, tweeted it. And I guess he's got he believes that is Richard Sherman. And it's being investigated as a felony. And someone does have Tums for you.
Brought Tums for me.
Look at that.
Way to go. I need him too. Seriously. Just finishing up. Yeah. Richard Sherman. That looks like an ugly story. He's being held without bail.
Yeah. Bail denied.
Bail denied. So that is an ugly, ugly story. Speaking of corners. And then Tyrann Mathieu is the most dominant, another former Texan.
So the Texans have multiple former players on list.
And guys they should have gotten. Yeah. How did the Texans figure in on this? Tyrann Mathieu. Okay. Trent Williams, a possible Texan.
If they would have, you know,
that they would
done
have.
Any and work for
and
it.
He wanted to come here.
Yep.
DeAndre Hopkins.
You remember when good players actually wanted to be here?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember. And so that congratulations to the Texans. They have none of those guys, no dominant players at any position. So congratulations. The New York Post put out their top bet for week one in the NFL, Dell.
Is it the Jags beating the Texans?
Why did you immediately think that?
Because every
when
time...
it should have been the Texans?
Well, because every time we do a story involving the Texans, it's always the negative version of it. So is it the Jags beating the Texans?
Yeah.
That's their top bet? A rookie quarterback coming in and beating them?
Yeah. It's less of an opinion on who's going to win the week one matchup between the Jags and the Texans, and more of an opinion, I think, how the line will go. Texas quarterback Deshaun Watson is unlikely to play, but once he's officially declared out, bettors will react, and so will the market, perhaps driving this line up north of 3. So you get it now, Jags.
Okay.
Minus, that is a key number. It is the key number. Games land on 3. Right now, it's at 2.5. So get a 2.5 ticket in your pocket. Gives you an opportunity to buy back on the Texans at 3, 3.5, and then you could even middle the game. If you can find a -135 money line on the Jags, also a very solid play. Jacksonville is currently -145 at Bet MGM. Get the best number and take the Jags now, either money line or -2.5. And then when the line goes up, you bet the Texans the other way and middle it. So I would do the money line thing, although you're laying -145.
You believe in this team to win that.
I think the Texans are going to win the game.
I would wait for the preseason before making any declarations as far as what I believe this team.
You can't tell anything on the preseason.
You can tell if the team's really bad.
Yeah, you can't. Well, I don't know. I remember the old Redskins team used to go 0-4 every didn't get ever.
Yeah, but you kind of knew that there's the Texans. If they're bad, I feel like it's going to confirm some of our beliefs. If like that first, like we're only going to see a drive from the first team offense early. But if we're watching corners getting ran by, like starting corners, oh, I thought you guys would stink. There, that's confirmed. I can't believe you're so confident that they would win that game.
They're going to win the game.
Why?
They are going to win the game.
Why? Why do you think
that? Because it's a rookie quarterback.
And what does that mean? This team is... You think this team could win how many games?
Who, the Texans?
Yes.
Oh, I think I got them for 15.
Okay.
15.
How many games would you bet?
16.
How many games would you bet them to win?
With the number?
No. Outright.
How many times will they cover? Period.
I got to see those numbers.
Well, you know what the numbers are going to be. They're going to be big dogs every game.
Not every game.
Not every game. The Jets game, they won't be. This game, they're not a big dog. They're 2.5. At home against the Jags with a rookie quarterback, they're 2.5.
But you would admit the Jags are more talented.
I would admit everybody's more talented.
All right, then. So there's a reason why they're favored.
Yeah.
Are the Texans going to – rookie quarterback or not, are the Texans going to stop the run this year?
Yeah. I don't think they'll put a lot of pressure on the quarterback, but yes, they could stop the run.
See that? Look, as much as I'm not so sure about Trevor Lawrence or Urban Meyer either. But as much as we can talk about rookie quarterbacks, if they just hand the ball off 35 times or more, will the Texans be able to stop it?
Yes.
Why?
Because
based on what?
Load up against Zach Cunningham, 8 yards down the field.
8 yards down the field means they're well on their way to a first down.
That's all right.
That's not all right.
If it takes more time for them to score, fine.
No, if you're playing the under,
then 50-yard passes over their heads.
If you're playing the under, that helps. But if they're still going down and scoring, then it doesn't help your.
And then the Texans go on a nice long drive, mistake-free drive.
Okay, sure. Yeah, because going on long drives lend themselves to being mistake-free.
Yeah,
you expect this Texans team to continue. You mean you got the offensive tackle who gets targeted for false starts. So, of course, that won't happen. No holding penalties, no nothing for a 12-yard play or 12-play drive.
We're still on the tussle for false starts. Hey, we're way down last year.
He was still one of the league leaders, I believe.
I know, but way down.
Well, of course, you can't get any higher than what
they're
was that year.
They're targeting him. Okay. So, they're targeting him, and now you're victim blaming.
I don't think he's a victim when he actually when you can actually see him moving.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Thanks for victim blaming.
He's
victim
not a victim
shaming right now. Congratulations.
He's not a victim. I can't shame that man.
He's a victim. He's a target of the referees.
He's got too much drip for all that.
He really does.
For me to shame him.
He really does. All right. News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, though, I'm talking about my bookie. Listen, the Open is tomorrow. That's the British Open. That's the Open Championship. The Open starts tomorrow morning, but it starts it starts tonight, actually, at about 1:30 in the morning. So you got to get your bets in now. Have you downloaded? Well, have you loaded up on MyBookie? I downloaded the app. Easy to get to. Bing, bing, bing. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio, and you, my friend, are going to be wonderfully amused with how much you can do at mybookie.ag. If you never bet on golf, it is fun. You get odds, you get player matchups where you get to pick which guy you think is going to beat which guy. Yeah, I've got Johannes Veerman to lead after the first round. And guess what? I'm going to win $1,500 on a $10 bet. That's how simple it is. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, bet975. The promo code is bet975. Mybookie.ag, where your initial deposit, they'll match 50% up to $1,000. So you put in $2,000, they'll match $1,000 of it. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, bet975. You also got the NBA Finals tonight. You got baseball, you got soccer, whatever you want to bet. Mybookie.ag, bet975.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Oh my gosh. This is unbelievable, Del. Lightning strikes. This is a story for Lance. Lightning strikes in India kill 38 people in 24 hours, including 11 taking selfies. Do you want to take a selfie with a lightning storm going on behind you?
You could have ended that question at, do you want to take a selfie?
How many selfies have you take with lightning striking you as you were taking a selfie?
Well, considering the mortality rate of that happening, the answer would be zero. I don't think I would have survived the first opportunity. So I think I don't ever want to say anyone deserves it when it comes to that type of thing, but you're asking for it. I'll say that. You're just out there taking a selfie with lightning in the area. You're asking for something bad to happen to you.
Yeah. Del, are you on Facebook?
Rarely. I have an account, but
You have an account. Well, Facebook is asking for nude photos so that they can protect users.
That's not Facebook asking for that.
Facebook is telling users to send them naked pictures they might have of themselves for their own protection. The social network says it's part of a way to prevent someone from posting the photos online as a form of revenge porn. So, Del, are you going to send Facebook a nude photo?
So Facebook is using the nude photos people send them to readily identify revenge porn ones?
Yeah.
Seems like a scam.
Seems like Facebook is a little creepy right now.
Creepy, and feels like someone had an idea about how do we get nude photos and see how many people would send them.
It seems like somebody was like, Hey, Billy.
So Facebook.
Hey, how can we get some people? How can we scam people into sending us some nudes?
So Facebook is going to have revenge porn arm of their operation where they just seek out revenge porn.
Do you want that job? Do you want the revenge porn nude photo?
Nah.
Seeker
job.
How
am I going to put that on LinkedIn? What do I put on LinkedIn on my resume? When I have that job.
I scour the internet for revenge porn.
On behalf of Facebook.
Facebook. Send me your nude. Hurry up, everybody. Take a nude photo and send it to Facebook.
Yeah, I'm glad you cut yourself off because I was going to clip that too. Hurry up, everyone. Send me a. Like, what? Why is John asking for that?
It is now legal in New York City to get a haircut on Sunday, Del. Did you ever try to get a haircut in New York on a Sunday and you were breaking, did you know you were breaking the law?
No, I've never been in New York on a Sunday to get a haircut. Do you know that in Texas they're changing the rules on buying alcohol? Were you going to be able to buy it Sunday morning?
Yeah, Sunday morning, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, before, that's good for tailgaters.
Tailgaters, certainly.
Yeah. Apparently, until Tuesday, it was illegal for someone to get a shave or cut someone else's hair on a Sunday. That makes perfect sense.
Based on what? Just what?
Based on the rampant haircuts that were being illegal haircuts.
Instead of haircuts, you should have been in church, so that's why they made it illegal?
Yeah. I don't know. Apparently, Subway is pushing back. Subway, who was found that there was no actual tuna in their tuna sandwiches, says they have changed everything except our tuna.
Wait, the biggest problem was you didn't have actual tuna.
Yeah.
And so what did they do? Change how they make their
bread? I like their tuna. I don't care what it is.
What do you mean change everything but the tuna?
Yeah, they just said, well, the tuna's just fine. A Subway is going to make over. They're slapping on more than just a fresh coat of paint. They're updating its entire menu except the tuna.
So people love the fake stuff, right?
Yeah.
Just like people love Kraft singles when they're not really cheese.
Yeah. I mean, I love their tuna. Don't change
it. I've never had the tuna.
It's great. Put some jalapenos, which it may account for my heartburn.
Did you just have a jalapeno tuna sub?
No, I didn't. I don't know what the hell happened there, but it was hurting. Big ups
to Quentin.
Quentin?
That was the guy who had him at his desk.
Oh, yes. Quentin. I got to meet the sales team one time.
Yeah, I mean,
I know Christina.
You reading all these?
Judy and Brenda
got all these my bookie spots and ain't got no words for the
Quentin.
The people who, I don't know if he got that for you. I'm just saying.
Yeah, he did. He went to his car and got it.
No, I mean the my bookie spots.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who's getting you your spots.
I don't know.
But meet the
team.
If
he comes up and gets me some local business, then I'll know. Hey, I'll learn his name.
Hey, Quentin, if you want John to remember your name,
yeah,
line his
pockets. Go get me some spots.
Yeah.
Japan has appointed its Minister of Loneliness to tackle suicide rates.
Well,
it just seems like I don't know.
Isn't that the appropriate title for that job if you're trying to you're investigating what makes people lonely? And now your job is to try to stop the suicides?
I guess. I don't know. It seems like it's the wrong guy.
Wouldn't you hate your job though?
Well, that's
your
job.
I'm
in charge of loneliness
and trying to figure out how people to stop people
that's
from committing suicide.
What my daughter does every day.
What is she? Oh, she's on
she's
the phone.
She's a doctor. No.
Oh, okay, the other
of
daughter.
Psychology.
Oh, the other
yeah.
daughter. Yeah.
That's what she does. I'm like, well, what a
Well, some people
what a
have,
happy job
some
you
people,
have.
Yes. Well, she's out to help people.
Well,
unlike
right.
You,
I know, but it's
you're not
like,
looking for that.
I know, but it just seems like it would be draining. Well, everybody, you got a problem again today?
Well, yeah. That's why I hired you.
That's why you're working for the
Yeah.
The French are rushing for vaccines. They can't go to a cafe unless they're vaccinated.
Sure. That's a great story and all, but can we talk about how our interns are taking on the mantle when I miss things? Trash ass Lance, as he's called in our text string, at least for me.
Mm-hmm.
He texted us and said, because you didn't play the Bybit sounder, one of our interns said it for you.
Well,
guess which one said it?
Not Anna.
Yes.
She wouldn't say something like that.
She said it.
Oh, my gosh. Anna, clean it up.
No. If I miss it, I
You did miss it.
I charge every intern with stepping in.
So did the intern come in and send it to Lance?
No, she just said it to him.
She said it?
Yeah.
Dell, a London library has to apologize.
Okay.
A man dressed as a rainbow dildo butt monkey.
What?
Appeared at a kid's event.
Seems inappropriate.
It does rather. I mean, he really has like
rainbow.
So he's got a rainbow outfit on, but he's got, and he's got a butt monkey. He's got his butt, thing exposed.
Ooh, I'm looking at
and
it right now.
And he's got the appendage as well.
And it's rainbow colored.
Do you really? This is what this was appropriate?
Of course not.
Library?
What,
who made this decision and nobody said, I don't know that this is a great idea?
A council's decision to allow an adult act to perform for children represents a tremendous moral failure, according to one headline. Why would they let this guy anywhere near the library for Kids Day or whatever it was?
This was their, you know what? I'd rather have a clown.
Yeah, even if you think about like how you bring but people in those suits, none of them are anatomically correct.
Dildo, like there's not butt monkey.
Like even a monkey that even if you just hired like I don't know Mickey Mouse, he doesn't. He's not anatomically correct. Why are you hiring this guy to who attached a Bilbo Baggins to his area and what rainbow colored? That's a poor decision by that London Library.
Oh my God!
I'm looking at the picture too. It is as bad as it is.
It is really, really horrible.
It's disturbing, even if you don't have the appendage. Like there's just this grown man in rainbow color, dressed like a monkey.
Looks
that's
like
terrible.
A butt monkey.
It's an awful look.
All right, last one. A Burger King in Lincoln, Nebraska. Apparently, it didn't open because they put on the sign, "We all quit. Sorry for the inconvenience."
Well, at least they told you beforehand before you rolled up there.
This happened. We were in Gulf Shores last weekend. Well, the weekend before, actually. And there were two or three different one place didn't open last Sunday because the entire staff walked out because the owner was such an a-hole. Bye.
Wow.
And there's other places there, they can't find anybody to work. There were three restaurants that were closed because they didn't have workers.
Yeah, and people are either blaming or attributing it to people were able to live better off of unemployment than they are working for you.
Yeah.
So why would you like? Why would you work if the
government, if it's a crap?
Well, if it's a crappy job and they're not even paying you what you get from unemployment, why would you go
in? Incentivizing people to not work
or pay them better,
or pay them more than the government. You know how hard it is to compete with the government what they're subsidizing.
I don't know how it works.
Congratulations,
I don't know how
communist
it works.
Dell.
I don't know how much the person who was laid off from their restaurant job was getting paid. But maybe if you up the salary, or not salary, the hourly wage, they work.
Communist Dell thinks you should. Okay.
I didn't say wait a minute.
Dell Lemon.
I'm a communist for suggesting that the people who are trying to employ these people pay them better?
No.
How does that make
you're a communist for letting the government just pay them so nobody will work.
I didn't make the government do anything.
Oh, my gosh. Worst ever.
I'm so sorry you didn't get your Burger King fries, everybody.
No, you know who else isn't working?
Charlie.
The government subsidy.
The government subsidizing him, too?
Charlie's off, so we're going to go with a national show over the next 2 hours right here on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big.